Jesus invites us into a deep and transformational relationship. He cares about you and wants the very best for your life. He wants to be actively involved in every aspect of who you are and what you do. He doesn't want to be treated like a spectator on the sidelines. He desires our lives to be centered on Him, where the fullness of joy can be found. Ken and I invite you to unpack that for your lives. We are so excited to see where God is leading us as His children, and we invite you to be part of this journey with us. As you worship, we encourage you to allow Jesus to be the center that will change everything in your life.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and we worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Together we see. Together we see. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. We stand and lift up our hands, for the Lord, joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and we worship Him now. How great and awesome is He. Together we sing. Together we sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory.
I love You, and I lift my voice to worship You, O my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what You hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound. I love You, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship You, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what You hear. May it be a sweet song in Your ear. I love You, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship You, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what You hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in Your
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let this little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me all the way. If I love him when I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible.
Good morning, everyone. It's a great joy and privilege for me to share with you from God's Word this morning, and I am truly honored to have this privilege, and I pray that you will be blessed as I will be blessed as we share together from God's Word today. I don't know about you, but I have always been impressed with beginnings, and when I think of beginnings, I am reminded of some time ago, we had a flower garden in front of our house, and a duck came into the flower garden, and she prepared a nest and sat on some eggs, and then eventually the eggs hatched, and we also saw her leave the nest with all her little babies following her down to the lake. When I think about that, I think about beginnings. And of course, my mind always goes back to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, where it says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and of the birds of the air, over the livestock, over the earth, over all creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Now, you and I realize, of course, that this was the very last day of creation when God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit came together and said, "Let us create man in our image." Now, when I think about that, I ask myself the question, and I share with you this morning, what does it really mean to be created in the image of God? Well, that's a loaded question. We can think about a number of things. For instance, when I look at myself in the mirror and I think about you, I recognize the fact that we are all so different. We all have different DNA. We all have different fingerprints, which means that that's good for medical science and also good for the police department. So we are all different. So then we ask ourselves then, what is really the meaning of being created in the image of God? What does that really mean? Well, you and I know, of course, that to be made in the image of God means that we are to resemble God. We are to resemble him in love. We are to resemble him in compassion and in consideration for others. That's what it means to be made in the image of God. Now, being made in the image of God, of course, God gave us the privilege of making our own choices. Some of us have made good choices. Some of us have made perhaps some bad choices. And that is a very serious thing. When I think about that, I ask myself the question, Ted Percy, how are you doing with your image? And therefore, I share the same question for you. How are you doing with your image? Well, you might say, I think I'm doing okay with my image. I seem to be doing okay. Sometimes we forget the fact that it is possible to have a theory of holiness in our heads while our hearts are cold, empty, and unclean, because we don't realize that we are somewhat marring that image. The image of God can be marred. May I suggest some ways in which we mar that image? One way we mar the image of God is by slander. We have to be very, very careful with that slander thing. To slander is to spread a false report, tending to injure or listen to some false reports about somebody else. We have to be very careful about that. I think of Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 16, where it says, "Do not go about spreading slander among your people. Do not do anything that endangers your neighbor's life. I am the Lord." And then, of course, if we want to pay a little bit more attention, we can listen to David in Psalm 15. When you get an opportunity, it would be wise for you to look at that and study it a little bit more in depth. And then, of course, I think about gossip. Gossip is another way that we can mar the image of God. A gossip is a person who habitually reveals personal or sensational facts. And therefore, we have to be so very careful that we don't mar the image of God with gossip. I think of Proverbs 11 and 13, where it says, "A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret." Then, of course, there are other ways to mar the image of God. And another way that we mar the image of God is by racial prejudice. We have to be very, very careful with that. And we see a lot of it in our world and in our society today. We have to be very, very careful with that marring of the image. When I hear of a man killing a family of Muslims by driving into them with a truck, I hear of a terrible marred image. And when I hear of a man who poses as a RCMP officer and using a fake RCMP vehicle, riding through Nova Scotia and killing 22 people with a gun, I am reminded of the fact that this is a marred image. When I hear of the many worldly results of sinful man, I hear of many marred images. We can go on and on. And so we say to ourselves, what is the answer to it all? What can we do about this? And then, of course, you and I know that it's not all doom and gloom. We can look to Jesus, who is the answer to all the problems in the world today. All we have to do is look to him. He is there with the answer to our every need and our sin. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin And so if we bring all these marred images to God, he will restore us. He will bring us back to life in himself. And so I pray today that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who have created us in his image, that he will use us for his glory as we confess our sins and our faults to him. And so I pray today that the days to come will be very fulfilling for you, as God the Holy Spirit will come to each of us, revealing, convicting, and empowering for the days to come in our lives. May God bless you richly, and I pray that this day and every day to come will be very fulfilling for you, each one, in your image of God. God bless you, and I would like to just read a little prayer with you before I go. Here is my prayer for you today. Gracious God, we bow before you together today in thanksgiving and in need. Born in this century, living in this country, we recognize that our existence as men or women of a specific race and color and capacity is an act of your creative power and holy purpose. Forgive us today, Lord, for any marrying of that divine image. Restore, forgive, and sanctify us each by the power of Jesus, our Savior, and have a super day and a super week. Amen.
Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let me be as gold, pure. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do. Purify my heart, cleanse me from within, and make me holy. Purify my heart, cleanse me from my sin.
Troubled sea, ever there. sail. But I've got a friend who watches over me. When that wind becomes a gale, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the sky. Among the heights my soul will, it can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. It might bring me low, but it can't bring. The sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Well, let Jesus calm your storm. He'll make your sun to shine again. He is the master of the wind.